Journey Inside My Mind 18. A little bit of a Monday afternoon, cloudy, overcast day, hodgepodge of stuff, including listener feedback, promos, and pod safe music. What do you say?
Hi, this is Keisha. You're listening to Journey Inside My Mind with my daddy, Dan Johnson.
Okay, man, start it up.
Inside my mind.
Journey inside my mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Journey inside my mind.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey inside my mind.
Patient.
I know you're up there. I can feel you now. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey inside my mind.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
Get ready. Here's Dan Johnson.
Well, hello once again, everybody. This is Dan Johnson. You're listening to the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, but you probably knew that already. This is episode 18. Wow, 18 of these podcast episodes. And let's see, it's currently it's Monday, and the weather outside is pretty overcast, dreary, gloomy, and one of those things that just makes me want to long for the sunshine. And let's see, I'm over sitting inside of a Tim Hortons restaurant over here in Dayton, Ohio. A little bit of housekeeping notes before I tell you what's going on in the show today. Head on over there. We got, of course, you can always find the website at journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com. Send me an email, danimal0416@gmail.com. You can call the listener hotline. This is pretty cool. I like this 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466. And that lets you get your voice heard on this podcast. Also, in case you didn't want to type something in there. And actually, that's one of the things I'm going to be doing here is featuring a little bit of listener feedback. And not only from my my mom, who is the official mom. I'll go into a little bit more about that in just a minute. But also from my wife, who called to share something she had heard from her job. Going to play the promo for the Cheryl Dawson podcast, talk a little bit more about that, and share a clip from a high school football game that my daughter and I went to recently. And then I'll talk about what some of the people over are have been reading or looking for over at the blog site, you know, from going through the site statistics and just kind of looking at you know, the locations of where people are finding the blog at. And then you're going to hear, of course, you're going to hear some great PodSafe music, but then one of those things you're going to hear me sing, because people have, for some reason, been looking for something that I posted up there where it's me. So I guess we'll go ahead and get on with this. Here's the Reverse Engineers, their song, The Same Path. It's an acoustic song, an acoustic version. You wouldn't normally hear this from a progressive rock band, but man, it sounds awesome. And really thanks to Dan Cody for sending this out via email. And again, I'll post the links to all the artist pages and stuff over at the show notes over at journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com. But here you go.
Thank you.
that you wanted to. It's not enough that your sky is blue. We're both human and we're dreaming different dreams. If we can walk the same path, if we can walk the same way, I will hold your hand, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. That you say I do. It's not enough that your heart is true. We're different souls that happen to collide. If we can't walk the same path, if we can't dream the same dream, then I will understand. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la la la.
Safe music, acoustic music from the Reverse Engineers. Check out the reverseengineers.com. You can find a lot more information by their album Max Q, off of which that song came from. Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to talk about listener feedback, and first clip I'm going to play is from my mom, who is known as the official mom of Journey Inside My Mind. Sounds kind of funny, maybe a little bit to you, but, you know, figured why not give people who want an official title, why not give them a title? And so next thing you're going to hear, I'm going to go ahead and play both of these together, is the one from my mom and then one very interesting clip from my wife. She, on her way home from work, she played this. So here you go.
This is the official mom of Journey Inside My Mind. And I just wanted to stop by and say, Dan, I think you're doing a fabulous job. I hope others agree. And keep up the good work. Bye.
Well, good morning, Dan. You know who this is? Well, I have inside scoop on a nudist camp here in the Coleraine area. And we have a mystery to find where it's at. It's on Blue Rock Road. And however, not that we're going to go there looking for nudie people walking around, however, but I just think it's kind of an interesting thing to find out. Anyhow, well, then that's your way. And then maybe you could, I don't know. I don't know if we're playing with fire or what. However, I love you. Talk to you later. Bye.
And so there you got it. Now this, I have never heard of a nudist colony being, or a nudist camp being in my neighborhood. And I just, that's what makes me really think that that's kind of fishy. And of course, why would they have something like that when it's going to be getting colder? What are they going to do as it gets colder? I mean, Cincinnati in Ohio is known for its winters. I mean, last winter we had like a huge amount of snow right before Christmas. What do these people do? I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Hang on just a second. I got to go check the show notes again. There you go. I tell you what, without those show notes, this podcast would not be what it is. And I think that's a really good thing because I can go off on tangents here and there, and sometimes that's okay, but not for today. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about officials. Anybody who wants to can become an official of Journey Inside My Mind. I have people, this is kind of, goes kind of back to when my when it was just a blog. I had somebody say they wanted to be the official Iowan, so you can't be an official Iowan. Somebody wanted to be the official goof. Karen, if you ever listen to this, please call into the show. I'd love to hear from you. Let's see, who else do we have? Oh, we have the official Hillbilly Prince. This is a guy named Clarence who lives in northern Kentucky. I might need to find out where he lives and find out what he's up to, since I live kind of in the area. And then you have to go over to the website, journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com. I don't have all of them memorized, but I do know the official mom, and the official mom has been the first official who has contacted this podcast, and I encourage everybody to call in with their shout-outs, promos, and station IDs. You can call 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466. Let's see what up next. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play. This is going to be kind of cool. This is one of the neat things about podcasting is that I put together a promo for this podcast and let John, who is this, he does a podcast called the Tanfastic Podcast. I reached that over at tanfastic.blogspot.com. And so he recently played this promo for his podcast to encourage people to come over to listen to a recent podcast that I've done. And I'll talk to you a little bit more about this. I'm going to go ahead and let John go ahead and introduce the promo. And this is basically a clip from his podcast where he plays my promo. I'm going to go ahead and play that for you right now, and then I'll come back and talk to you a little bit more about it. This is the Journey Inside My Mind podcast with Dan Johnson.
One of our listeners, Dan Johnson, has a podcast called Journey Inside My Mind. And recently he had a sound seeing tour from a walkathon that was sponsored in order to create awareness for domestic abuse, victims of domestic abuse. And it was in the memory of this woman named Cheryl Dawson, who went to Dan's church. And in 2002, in March of 2002, she was leaving work, and her husband stabbed her to death. And it's a horrible thing to happen. And this walkathon was put on in her memory to help other people in that situation, help other victims. And it is a beautiful, beautiful podcast. You really need to check it out. And if you want to go to the website, his website is journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com. Or you can just follow the show notes link. But here, listen to this promo from Journey Inside My Mind.
Hello, this is the official mom of Journey Inside My Mind. And I would like to welcome everyone to the show and to continue listening, because there's always going to be something unexpected.
Cheryl was a bright spot. I mean, she was just so joyful, even though she had some struggles going on with her husband, Robin.
Yeah.
And she just really lit the room up.
I was in Dayton the time that I had found out about Cheryl myself, and I the only thing I really knew about her was probably had maybe seen her in passing, and then of course what I had read from the newspaper online at that time.
You knew more about her than I did.
Yeah, you did.
I just heard her scream no.
And you were there at the.
I was there.
You know, you can't put it into words.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's very, very, always very sweet. Just thinking yeah. that something like this can happen to her, that somebody would, you know, dislike her that much.
Yeah.
A lot of us may not be able to relate to what people go through when they go through domestic violence. A lot of us may say, I've never gone through that. We can't relate to that, but we can all relate to feeling powerless.
That's right.
When it comes to our spiritual condition.
You came up with the idea of just really wanting to do this.
Yeah, do something for everybody's healing as well as my own. It's been very profound healing for me.
The whole event this morning is designed to bring awareness and to raise funds for those who have gone through domestic violence and abuse. It's not just a day to remember our sister Cheryl, but it's a day to do something for those who are powerless to do something for themselves.
You know what, Keisha?
What?
What is the name of this show that we're doing?
Inside My Mind.
That's correct. And so you can find out more information about us on the website journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
You're just saying that because I asked you, doesn't it, aren't you?
And that was really cool that John had played that, and I'm encouraged by a lot of the people that have been listening to the podcast and the feedback that I've gotten so far from other people. Really cool. One of the things I decided to do for the rest of October is to keep that particular podcast up at the very top. So whenever you head over to journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com for the rest of October, you're going to see that at the very top of the page. Next I'm going to play some more PodSafe music. It's Todd Martin, this song I played back in the Romantic Movements podcast, Journey Inside My Mind 4. And just was looking at his bio, it says that Todd's a self-taught guitar player. Hey, that's kind of like me. Although he's a whole lot better than I am. This quotation that he has, it says, "Sometimes I can say things through song better than I can possibly word them otherwise. It helps me to convey a lot more of the passion behind the thoughts. Music, family, life, love, it's all the same. It's about passion." Go ahead and take a listen to She Knows.
To recover love and sentence me to prison like a swift kick moment's notice. Sentence me to this end. I deserve it, maybe true. I still face decision. Take the one true love of the last 6 months. Only vision. And she knows she could have it, 'cause she knows that I'm a fool. And she knows I am dying, and I would say goodbye to you. Goodbye to you. Walking tall at the moment, at the start of the show. Hours later, she's arriving. I know, just to tease me or intrigue me. She knows she's got me in tow. She could call my name as the time gets late. She's ready to go. And she knows she could have it, 'cause she knows that I'm a fool.
She knows that I'm,
she knows I'm dying. I would say goodbye to you. And she knows I'm tired. She knows that I'm a fool. And she knows I'm dying. I would say goodbye.
Hello.
Got a comment or a suggestion?
Excellent!
Call the listener feedback line now at area code 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466.
Thanks again for calling.
Man, I love this podcasting stuff. I think this is just so cool. That was Todd Martin that you heard before. And again, I head over to the show notes and you'll find out more information about him. And find out his buy his CD and stuff like that. Up next, I'm going to play this clip from a high school football game that my daughter and I went to on Friday. You're going to hear me calling the listener hotline myself. And just going to share a little bit about the game here. Go ahead. Take a listen.
Friday night, and we're watching the Coleraine Cardinals play. I don't know if you can call it, rather dominate the Sycamore Aviators. Currently, it's 3 minutes to go in the first half, and 28-0 Coleraine. That was Tisha. Excuse me. So, we're here. I remember when I was in band, I used to. we would play in the marching band, and that was just an awesome thing in high school. Hey, you want to say something to people about the game?
It's cool. I never thought of a football game before.
And I've lost my voice. Yeah. Go ahead. So, let's say I got coffee. Oh, I got to meet Tisha's teacher here today, and that was pretty cool. They're coming down to, came over by our, area. We almost got to see the, football players right up close and, personal there. It's kind of getting kind of chilly, but you would expect this on a fall evening. Especially that rather than this time, got my coffee. She said she didn't want to have any hot cocoa. But we'll see about that later. Anyhow, this is Dan Johnson. Dan, hey, we'll talk to you later. Wait a minute, I'm going to see if they're going to go ahead and do it. Oh, and yet another touchdown! Yet another touchdown by the Coleraine Cardinals. It's now. Oh, my gosh. 35-0. Can you believe this? Wow, what do you think about that?
That's neat.
Okay. All right, I'm going to let you go. Bye.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun being at that game with Keisha, especially since it was her first time being there at the game, at any high school football game for that matter. But it was cold. It wasn't like freezing cold like I would expect in wintertime, but just you can tell it's definitely not summer anymore. And, you know, that's just one of those things that we're feeling right now with the overcast skies out here. And, you know, one of the things that I'm prone to depression myself, and so I'm thinking of getting me a full spectrum light, you know, that emulates the sunlight for when it gets yucky like this. And of course, I love, you know, doing the podcasting and listening to the PodSafe music and encouraging everyone else out there too. One of the things that, you know, we live in an apartment complex and they are paying for our heat, but the way that they do that is they supply it through a boiler system. And guess what? That's right. You guessed it. They haven't turned on the boilers yet. They say they want several days, you know, to go by of it being cold like this. And so we've gone out and gotten some new blankets, and we're wearing the layers and everything like that. And it's like, it's just definitely not something that we're used to just yet in this year. But, you know, of course, when the boiler system does come on and then it gets really hot, then we'll be having the windows open and talking about how sometimes you can't win, can you? So I guess you ought to just be grateful with what we got. Okay, what I'm going to talk about next is the what people have been looking at over at the weblog. I've been checking the statistics, and it seems like there's two big things that have people have been finding. And it goes back to two specific posts that I've done. One of them was I don't know if you've ever done this with Chinese fortune cookies, fortunes, you know, where you read the fortune and then you put in bed at the end of it and gives it like a new meaning. A lot of times it's pretty hilarious. You know, and you got to thinking about ones that you, fortunes that would really sound odd, like you're about to get a significant raise. And then, of course, you put in bed at the end of that. That gives it a whole new meaning from what that was originally intended for. We eat a lot of Chinese at work, and so that's why I brought that up. Well, I did this post some time ago, and a lot of people have been searching for stuff like that, too, I've realized. And then this other thing that people have been looking for is this song, Rejoice in the Lord Always, that we played, that we do at church. And when I first got Audacity, I was trying to figure out how everything works, especially with the multi-track layout. And so I was doing some experiments, and I decided, okay, I'll go ahead and record this song, because it's normally sung in a round. So you're about to hear me, times three, singing this song, Rejoice in the Lord Always. And don't worry, we'll have some actual really good music coming up after this. And this song only lasts about 50 seconds. So if you don't want to listen to it, just fast forward 50 seconds and you'll be back. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I'll say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I'll say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I'll say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, again I'll say rejoice. So, there you go. I thought I had a... I enjoyed doing that, and maybe you might find some kind of satisfaction out of that. Maybe just that it's over with. Been looking at the locations. One of the things that SiteMeter has set up is you can look from at different locations from where people are reading the blog or reading, listening to stuff. I've had visitors from Istanbul, Turkey, Leeds, United Kingdom, Okotoks, Alberta in Canada, Rexdale, Ontario in Canada, just to name a few. So that's pretty cool, and encourage you to send me an email, danimal0416@gmail.com, if you have any, want to share your location with me, especially if you're international or out of state. Here's a song called Sound Scientist from the band Bill.
And I appreciate the facts of why I'm here. Yes, I am a sound scientist. Came to evaluate the evidence on a closed case, highly classified, confidential, in a race against the clock. You look like you could use a break, she said, as I lift my head and I'm awoken from a daydream. Not sure how long I was out for, looking for the cure, thought I saw on the shore. But when I looked again, found I had been mistaken, looking in the wrong direction, hanging questions, take me close to the answer. I get a chance, cause when I hit the wall, I'm stumbling back and setting me up for the fall of a life.
Just up with somewhere to go, I know I'd rather stay. Mix it up, stir it in a cup, it's an elixir. Quick fixer, open to the public, free sample. Supplies ample, catching on quick. So you better act now, and I think you find it much. Do the trick, trade your chips in, waiting for the medicine. Craving a little something to take the edge off while you're waiting. Don't come in a bottle, but it's kicking full throttle. So open up your hands and let me hit you with some. Up with
touch of a truth that lasts forever. Better stand clear.
About that. PodSafe Music from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, and that was Sound Scientist by the band Bill, and they want to emphasize that their name of the band is spelled with all in lowercase. So head over to the show notes. You can find out more about Bill. You'll find out more about Todd Martin and the Reverse Engineers, and of course find out more about me as you read through the rest of the blog. And let me just check and see if there's anything else I wanted to cover in these show notes here. I think I'm just about done with this episode 18 of the podcast. Oh, yeah, one final note about this. I think we're going to wind up being just under maybe about 35 minutes. But I'm going to record this at just a lower bit rate. And so, that might not mean anything to those of you, but just to see, just to try to decrease the file size, but still maintain some of the sound quality. I was experimenting with different bit rates, and I think I found one that's going to work out pretty well for me, and I was just looking at what other podcasters are doing. So anyhow, let's see if there's anything else. Oh, really appreciate you guys for subscribing to the blog, listening to the blog. Encourage you to send in your comments, your feedback, your promos, 206-666-JIMM, 206-666-5466. This is Dan Johnson saying, make it a great day.
Roll with the punches. Tomorrow's another day.